and don't go anywhere because we're with you for the next half hour, and we will stay 10 minutes later because we fucked up.
And we're good to you guys.
We are.
Do we want to do like a...
Just not send pictures of penis good.
Right.
You want to start an intro?
Are you bossy, bitch?
Yes.
This isn't the one I wanted to play.
Welcome to
That's
Foul
not
Monkeys.
The one I wanted to play.
This is Julian.
And this is Ricky. Thank you for downloading episode 269. Today's Sunday, March 14th.
2010.
Okay.
And for future reference, the Foul Monkeys fan page on Facebook does not play Aquarium or Farmville or anything
else,
so you will not get any crap.
And don't ask me to either. Because I will not play that shit.
No, me either. And I block it. So.
And my mom's like, please be my neighbor. I'm like, no, don't play it. Sorry, block.
And Veritable Virgo, no. If you want to hear his Chicago trip, listen to our last show and take some strong coffee. It's a little boring.
You're such a bitch, Julian.
I know, but I love
it's
you.
It's out of jealousness. Is that a word? It's out of jealousy.
It's out of jealousness, y'all.
I make my own words, just like President Bush.
You're just out of the jealous because I went to Chicago.
I was just discovered Julian's penis. Would you like to join him? Oh,
it is not hard. Well, I was going to say something, but
it's not hard to join your penis.
I was going to say it's not hard to discover my penis, but that didn't sound good either.
Wow. Viral Borgo, I've been so busy. I've actually missed, the last three Foul Monkeys. And the show before the last was pretty funny. Can we kick them out, people that don't listen?
I think so. It's Drew Ray G that can't hear. But we're still broadcasting loud and clear, so it's him.
Okay.
That's what you get for missing our last three shows.
Right.
Bitch.
Bitch. Gravitas is still trying to get home. Yeah, he's not going to make it.
See if Ricky sends any more pictures of his ass.
What are you talking about? I don't send pictures of myself anywhere. Well, That's not true. You want to do some like listener feedback and junk and stuff,
like emails and voice letters?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Jake, did you hear that?
I did.
Well, somebody like screamed or something. It's kind of weird that we can hear like things that it like. What am I trying to say? It makes it louder. Like normally we wouldn't hear that dog barking.
Oh, I know. The mics pick it up and
it's kind of weird.
Amplify it in our ears.
Let's see. Jake from Australia emailed us again.
Oh, yay.
Which, I want to see a picture of Jake. But it says, let me move my microphone, like, a little this way. It says, hi again, this is Jake from Australia. I just listened to your last podcast where you read my email, and I'm sorry it was all messed up. I did it, like, in 60 seconds, and I didn't read over it. So, I made mistakes and forgot stuff, like, saying happy birthday to Ricky. So, happy birthday, Ricky. Hope this one's better. Bye.
It was.
Oh, thank you. That was a lot better. I could read it.
Oh, I meant your birthday.
Oh, that was good too. Yeah. Steve in the UK. Oh, there were some people complaining that the show was too quiet.
Right.
So I have to make one more adjustment that he says, and it should be fixed, and everybody will be prepared. It sounded fine to me.
It sounded real good to me too.
But some people were saying that it sounded too quiet in their headphones.
Well, turn it up.
So.
Goddamn. How hard is that? You got a volume knob. Turn it up if you can't hear it. It's not that difficult.
Turn it up.
Right?
All right, we have a
It's too loud.
We have a phone call. You ready?
All right.
Hi, Licky. Hi, Julian. Hi, people. I just wanted to call and say, Julian, we love you, too. It's just, on my part, it's just that I have, like, this little fear of albinos. So it's not that I don't love you. Okay? Bye.
Who was that?
Oh, wait. They called back because they forgot to say their name. He has a fear of albinos. Loves it.
Hi, Licky. Hi, Julian. It's me again. Gavin. I forgot to tell you who I was.
Okay? I kind of thought so.
So I just want credit when you guys change your name to Ginger Bear and the Albino. Okay? Bye.
You've downloaded Ginger Bear and the Albino.
Yeah. You know what? Ricky's still whiter than me.
That's true, only because you work out in the sun. If I worked out in the sun, I would probably be dead.
Explode.
Because I would have cancer. Let's see here.
Ooh, Tim in Alaska has joined our chat room.
Oh, hi, Tim in Alaska. Hey.
And see, you'll be glad to know that Sarah is not our only pin in of the state of Alaska anymore.
No, not any longer. But you two are really close.
Speaking of that, in the mail yesterday, I got this thing. It's from Robert F. Kennedy Jr., you know, sent it directly to me.
Right.
And
directly to you.
Yeah, on the envelope it says, Sarah Palin may be gone, but her state's attack on polar bears continue. Apparently, if you're an older bear,
mm-hmm.
you can't live in Alaska.
Oh,
I did not know that, but it's
so sad.
Tragic.
I love the Ginger Bear and the Albino. That is cute. It's my favorite cartoon.
Me.
Well, at least they can see me.
Well, if I take my pants off, they can see
Oh,
me.
Oh, Lord. Ooh. Joe, come on. Let us play. Come on. Let us play your call.
Did we not get a call from Joe in Dallas this week?
No.
What the fuck's wrong with him?
I don't know. I guess he's angry. We probably said something that made him mad.
That's usually what causes him to call in.
Right. All right. Let's see here. Ken called us or sent us an email. He said, I just listened to your latest podcast. Thanks for the wolf comment. I'm really not all that thin, though. I guess I'm the wolf and Demir has the full beard. I don't really think I have an accent, but my boyfriend is definitely Canadian. Every word is A. If anything, I have a bit of a southern accent because I spent 9 years in Memphis, Tennessee. My sister used to tease me when I would come back home to visit, and I just thought it was her. But then after I moved back to Canada, everyone was making comments on how I talked. But anyways, you pronounced Demir's name correctly the first time. Love the show. Take care, guys.
Oh, my biscuit for me, y'all.
Donde esta Hot Walt? Where is Hot Walt? Thank you for emailing us, Ken. And I like that name, Demir.
I do too. It's very different.
I want to take it and change my name now.
Wait, you want to take the name or you want to take
Demir?
Demir.
Yeah, whatever. Whatever's clever with me, I don't care. No. They're both cute, so I don't care.
All right.
Hey, what's up? I've always wanted to go to Canada. That's where we should try to go next time.
Not when it's cold.
Like in July. Well, yeah,
that's
next
fine.
Year.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm not going anywhere north of the
Mason Dixon.
Donna Dixon line.
Oh, Donna Dixon.
In the winter.
You know who else refuses to go above the Mason Dixon line also?
Who?
Wagner.
Really?
She's like, fuck, no. I'm not going above that line.
Why does that both amuse and not surprise me?
Right. Canadians are so hot.
And a ginger beer in Canada.
Oh, you got to go hunt cub. Bye. Oh, he's gone already. Sorry. We have another voicemail. Do you want to listen?
Yeah, because we ain't got nothing else going on.
Yeah, right.
Hey, Rick. Ooh, hey, Julian. This is Dave from Detroit. Just wanted to call and say I love the podcast. Been real fun since I found it. And Ricky, have you gotten that bad taste out of your mouth yet? You know, if you're going to be doing water sports, make sure the guy hasn't eaten asparagus before you start playing. Yeah, that's just common knowledge. Damn. Anyway, guys, talk to you guys later. Bye.
Oh.
First of all, not into water sports.
So how was the sling last night?
Whatever. He's talking about when I said to spray my mouth down with Lysol.
I know.
And Excuse me, I had to get that buzz out of my ear. I'm not into water sports. I don't drink pee. I don't touch pee. I don't even look at it unless it's mine and it's going somewhere that needs to be.
What about other fluid?
I don't do blood. I don't do
I did not talk about that kind of fluid.
No.
I'm talking about seminal fluid.
Indians?
Yeah. Not Florida State.
Oh, okay.
No, the first few times me and Connor were together, like going out somewhere, you will see no tweets or.
Well, that's because you're whores.
No, we and were not. Like, no, like we were just
sleeping.
No, we were talking and getting to know each other. You're, not
his butt was
not
talking to
cuddling.
You. His penis was talking to your
not
butt.
Cuddling.
Whatever.
And
we were drinking beer.
Twittering.
Whatever.
So there was something else I was going to say that I totally forgot.
Oh, well, you're old. You want to listen to the next call?
So have you noticed that different things makes cum taste different?
Yeah, like if they eat like sweet fruit and stuff like that, it makes it taste different.
Like pineapple or
yeah, and if they eat onions or garlic, ugh.
Ew.
Yeah. And other stuff, and kind of so like yeah. If they eat pineapple, that makes it really good.
Mm.
Well, not that I taste it all the time, but the times that I have where someone's eating pineapple.
So you're not a cum connoisseur?
No, really not. Sorry. Knock knock. We are scheduling a visit to Austin. Have you not listened?
No wonder people think we're so funny because they haven't been listening and they're just imagining. We're funny.
We're funny. We've already said we're coming to Austin in July. Oh, and they said we don't have to worry about a place to stay.
Well,
we already have a place, but if we want to switch it up, maybe whatever.
Yeah.
But knock knock, who are you? Because we've never seen your screen name and I'm not for sure we'd want to stay with a person we don't know.
Who are you? Oh, Joe and Austin said go ahead and play his voicemail.
Yay! I knew I kept it for a reason. Here we go.
So how many loads does it take to fill you up?
Oh, you're gross.
Hey, Ricky and Julian. This is Joe from Austin, Texas. I just finished your most recent episode, and I'm totally excited to see y'all here in Austin, Texas. Count, that's one. And probably I'm sure Casey Diane will be there, too. Two from Austin, Texas that'll be seeing you. And y'all are here for 5 fucking days. That's a long time. There's plenty to do here. 4th of July weekend. I'm sure you're going to enjoy yourselves. Hope you enjoy your show. Thanks so much. Have a good one.
See, that wasn't bad.
No. Notice he said, how dare you, and not, you said, how dare you, and not, I don't know the answer to that question.
Well, that's kind of made me feel uncomfortable.
No.
That was a nervous how dare you.
Okay, then. I mean, just give me a range. Are we talking like 5 or
what are you talking 50? About? Like,
how many it takes to fill you up?
Like how? Oh, okay. I know who Knock Knock is.
Oh, okay.
Made me a little nervous. Didn't know who that was. He's a rapist.
You can stay with me and.
You can stay
sleep,
with me.
Sleep right here in the sling.
You can sleep in this basement forever.
In the sling.
I think that's an inappropriate question myself.
Okay.
How many does it take for you to be filled up?
I don't know. I haven't done more than one at a time.
Oh, okay. Well, me either.
Our safe sleep in the sling and our safe word is reek, reek, reek.
All right, let's see. We have a phone call from my boyfriend on the West Coast. We know who he be.
Drummer Sticks?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey, guys, it's Drummer Sticks. I'm sorry I can't be there right now. I'm actually at a racetrack for a festival called the Pink Parlor Festival. No, it's not what you think. So I want to say hope you guys have a good show. Maybe I'll be there next time, and I'll talk to you guys later. And Julian, thanks a lot for not commenting back on the picture I sent you. You really made me feel like a dude.
Oh,
I did. Oh, my God. I totally
what
did.
What picture? The one in his scrubs?
He didn't send me a picture. I never got anything. Huh. I'll show you right now.
I wonder if it's the same one that I received.
No, look.
And I just never got it.
He said, can you still get pics? I'm like, yeah, of course. And then nothing until today.
Huh.
So.
Well, here's the picture he sent me a couple days ago.
He didn't send anything yesterday?
Not to me. He didn't. He's in his smaller scrubs, he said.
No, and I didn't get that
one. You want to know what my response was? Actually, he said,
oh my God,
smaller scrubs. And
your response was, oh my God, I just jizzed in my pants.
I said, lower please and closer to the area.
That would be.
Oh yeah, you like that?
Oh yeah, you're gonna make me fucking squirt.
Noah did that when we were up in Chicago, like his thing. He's like, oh yeah, you like that? You want it? Yeah. And I am not a cum dumpster. That is so nasty. And one of my coworkers is actually listening to the show right now. So thank you very much, people.
We're joking.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Ugh. You guys make me sound like an awful person. You know, like, what? We forgot to play this.
It's you don't have to play it now. Really?
No, we have to.
It's like the time that Amanda didn't know what... tossing the salad was.
That's who's listening.
Oh. Well, she's learning something new.
Oh, learning something new. All right, let's see.
Last year she learned what tossing a salad was, and this year she learned that certain foods make your cum sweeter.
Right. And that I'm not a cum dumpster. Ugh. Daniel Beaver goes, your coworker's a cum dumpster? No, she's not. I don't think she is. Oh, I am not even skinny, but just to let everyone know, I have lost officially 20 pounds in 7 weeks.
Very good.
And I've been doing really good. Really good.
Trim spa, baby.
Trim spa, baby.
Do you like...
And Quaaludes.
Do you like my body?
Veritable Virgo sent us... an MP3 here. Let's see what this is.
What was that?
I love morning sex.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay. Well, let's play that again.
I love morning sex. I love morning sex.
And who doesn't?
I love morning sex. I love morning sex.
No, I do not want to go to CC's when I'm in Austin.
CC's my cat.
I have not been to CC's in 7 weeks.
And you know what?
CC's my cat.
You know what?
What?
You're better off because of it.
Yeah, right.
Maybe that's why you've been kind of depressed lately.
I need a CC's fix.
Or something, yeah.
This tea is so sweet. It's like making my stomach hurt.
Well, you're the one that made it.
I know. I just got a little too happy with the...
The sugar?
With the sugar. The sugar.
The sugar. We just put a little bit of sugar in here, y'all. And...
Butter.
And butter.
Vertel Vorgo said that's a clip from a Sean Cody video. He thought it sounded cool.
I don't.
It does. I like morning sex.
I don't watch those videos with little skinny.
I love morning sex.
Nelly boys.
I love morning sex. I love morning sex.
Thanks.
I love morning sex.
Oh my God. I got this. My friend John gave me this one porno this one time. Excuse me. And I popped it in. The video popped in, and it had like acting in it, but it was so bad. It was hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like some obviously fake desk and a couple of fake boxes behind it. And the guy was interviewing another guy for a job.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, so how bad do you want this job? You know, while groping himself.
I want it real bad. I need this job to support my family.
Well, come around here and take the oral
exam. Slob that knob. It tastes so good. Oh my God. You like that?
Oh.
Slate.
Oh. Oh. Don't.
Stop.
I mean, don't stop.
Oh. You're gonna make me, come, oh,
you're gonna make me fucking squirt. Oh, yeah.
Oh, that was funny.
Or sad. Depending on how you look at it.
Verbal Virgo says, porn plus acting equals tragedy. Just get down to the business and forget the storyline.
I know. And most of the time, you just fast forward to the last minute anyway.
Right. That's what, you're wanting.
See the money shot.
Right, please.
they even make compilations
of just cum shots.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So. Not. I don't know anything about that.
But. No, we wouldn't.
Oh, look, it's Dubious Intent up next from 4 to 6.
Oh, yeah?
Like every Sunday.
Yeah, right. That never changes.
Daniel Beauvoir. There is another Pride 48 event coming in June. I think Arthur in New Zealand is going to be heading it up, I think, maybe. So I gave him our email address so we'll start getting email updates on it.
Okay. It'll be nice when it gets here.
Okay.
But I'm not going to hold my breath.
Oh, be positive.
I know how homos can get sidetracked and forget about things they're doing.
Pride, new chat digs will be happening soon.
Pride 40 what? Oh, look, something shiny.
Changing soon. New chat digs will be happening. I don't know what that means. Does that mean a new chat room?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would assume so. I hope.
What's wrong with the way it is now? I don't like change. Can't we just stick to the old one?
That's what I said last time. And apparently got reamed out for bitching about it. But it's all good.
Oh, my stomach hurts from that tea. Damn.
I told you to water it down.
Shelby's about to have a...
Drink your juice, Shelby. Drink your juice. Oh, my God. We should have just let this be one long show.
Oh, it sucks.
It's horrible. It's worse than your Chicago story.
Oh, it'll be a new chat room and people can chat on it with a mobile device.
Oh, I like that.
I like that. Because I can't always be on a Friday home listening to Big Fatty and Larry because, well...
No, I will not be home on Friday night.
I'm busy. No.
I have tricks to turn.
I've got to go to Starbucks. No.
Watch Christians. Speaking of that, me and Connor went to Subway last weekend.
Mm-hmm.
There was this...
Here?
No, okay. Over in Tampa. And there was some odd man sitting on one of the tables outside.
Oh.
Reading a Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Mouthing the words as he read along, and then he'd stop after a few lines and like smile and laugh to himself, and then yeah,
Jesus was speaking.
He was
him.
A little cray cray.
He was
a little cray cray. And I'm like, can we go in the door on the other side of the restaurant so we don't have to walk by him? Fortunately, he got up and walked away while we were inside.
Right. I don't know. There's some crazy fucking people in this
there
world.
There are. And, you know, back in the day, they used to lock them up. But now they just let them roam the street.
They do. Here in Lakeland, they do that.
I know. They should still, like, lock them up.
Like, I want to know, like, if they're that crazy and they don't know what's going on, how are they living, like, even on the street? Like, how do they get by?
I don't know.
That's kind of sad. Where's their family?
They don't want them. That's why they used to lock them up. Their family
they don't want them.
Their family didn't want them back then. They don't want them now. So now they're just roaming the street, digging out of our garbage cans. And before, they were just in the hospital locked up, and it was jobs for people.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody had to run the hospitals
right.
And hose them down once a week to give them a bath.
Lady Gaga is crazy, and we do love her, which her new video is fucking awesome.
Is it like 9 minutes long?
Yeah, it's like crazy long. And Beyonce cusses in it. She's like a dirty girl. She's dressed like Betty Page.
Oh.
She's a dirty girl. How much longer do we have?
Well, we're at 4:03. It's 4:03. I want some new Christina stuff.
Christina Aguilera?
Uh-huh.
She has a new CD coming out this year.
Yeah. She's overdue.
Yeah, right. And I hope she has some dirty songs because I liked when she did those songs.
Dirty.
Dirty.
Too
nasty.
Dirty to clean my act up.
We're here to party.
Mm-hmm. Let's not sing.
Let's. What do we want to sing today? Oh, I want to play a song, just a real snippet real quick of a song that
we
I'm like...
Can't, we can't
not play... Not Mariah Carey.
We can't play copyrighted music on Pride 48.
Well, we're just going to play 1 second of it, so it's okay. I have been a
well, South... Well, fine. When Daniel Brewer reams your ass out...
Hey, that's what I'm talking about.
And not the way you'll enjoy.
Oh. Let's see. My iTunes is being retarded. This song I've been obsessed with ever since I got the Alice in Wonderland soundtrack.
If I walked into a club and they were playing that, I'd turn around and walk right back out.
Hold on, you gotta hear it. Just a second.
No.
I love it.
No. I can already That's picture
you straight, my cup.
Straight people that can't dance dancing to it.
I love the song. I love it.
You know, like doing the point thing.
Welcome to my tea party.
Yeah.
Wanna be my VIP? You did an RSVP. VSP.
You have some white stuff in the corner of your mouth.
Toothpaste.
Or leftover from this morning.
It's kind of gay.
I'm sorry, Connor. I know the show's boring.
Boring. Whatever. Just go swallow a pill.
He'll break up with me
go
now.
Go swallow a pill.
It's like, I thought you were a good podcaster.
Aww.
Not a crappy one.
All right. This is the shittiest show.
Let's wrap this shit up. Yeah. It's 4:06.
Give us a call at 206-984-FOWL or... 863-666-0377.
You can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com or jcmarple@gmail.com.
You can send us stuff at P.O. Box 725, Lakeland, Florida 33802. And you can follow us on our Facebook group, the Foul Monkeys Podcast Face Group.
You can follow me on both.
Face Group. Face. What the fuck?
You on that Face Group?
I'm on my Face Group. I want a group on my face. I want a group on my face.
That's what I used to say that part.
Oh, yeah. All right, say it.
If you're on Facebook, you can follow become a fan of the Foul Monkeys podcast page.
Mm-hmm.
You can also follow me on both Facebook and Twitter at JC Marple.
You can follow me on Twitter under Foul Monkeys, and you can follow me under Facebook as Ricky Burton. Is that it for the day?
That's all I got.
269.
Ugh. For a 69, we should have done better than this.
We have 1 month until the 4-year anniversary of Foul Monkeys.
We really got to get our shit together for that one, I swear to God.
We do. I don't know what we're going to do for 4 years.
Because if we keep putting out garbage like this, our downloads are going to go
right
down the toilet.
It really requires work during the week. Like, after we get off work, we have to have, meetings. I know. And I don't like to work for free, actually, is what I should say.
Okay.
But if you guys have any suggestions on what you would like for us to do, like any segments or anything like that, let us know. We'll think about it.
All right. We're out of here. This is Julian.
And this is Ricky. We'll talk to you later.
Peace. Bye.
Did you hit it?